Avoid Azor Yerushalmi, corresponding to Avoid Azor Bavli, Daf Ayin Dalet. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Vav Med Aleph at the Mishnah. Ela Asurim Ba'isim Kol Shehen. The following items are prohibited, and any amount of them prohibit a mixture. Yain Nesech Ba'avoid Azor Ba'erois Levuvin V'Shoah Niskal Ve'Gla Rufa V'Tzipor Metzora V'Seah Nozir V'Petech Chamor U'Basa B'Cholav V'Chulin Shenishchatu Ba'Azor Ve'Ela Asurim Ba'isim Ba'Kol Shehen. Yain nesech, idols, oris levuvim, which is the animal skins that are pierced at the heart, an ox that must be stoned because it killed a person, a heifer whose neck will be broken, the burnt offerings of a metzora, the hair of a nazir, the firstborn donkey, meat cooked in milk, chulin animals that were slaughtered in the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara says, Yain nesech v'avodazah v'oris levuvim, al shem v'lo yidbak b'cha mu'uma min hacherem. The cases of Yain Nesech, idols, and Oros Levuvim are learned from the Pasuk in Dvarim, Perek Gagil and Pasuk Yud Ches, and nothing that is doomed to destruction shall cling to your hand. We're sure on this goal, and from where do we know that an ox that must be stoned will be included in this prohibition that we mentioned? Mimasha Shenema Yisakel Hashor, Eni Oideh, Shula Yechol, Matam Alam Eli Yechol, Mikan She'osa Af Behanoya. From the Pasuk saying in Shmois Perek Chof Aleph Pasuk Chof Ches, the bull shall surely be stoned, don't I know that it may not be eaten because it's not going to be slaughtered? So why must the Pasuk then say it shall not be eaten? The teeth of one may not gain benefit from it at all. Egla Rufa, Sham Sham, Ma Sham Ha'om La'alon Osa Ba'anoya, Asham Ha'om Kan Osa Ba'anoya. And the case of the heifer whose neck will be broken is learned through Egzer Shav using the word Sham, there, which appears in Dvarim, Perek Chof Aleph Pasuk Dalet, and in the Pasuk about the death of Miriam in Bamidbar Perek Chof Pasuk Yud Aleph. And we say that just as it's prohibited to gain benefit from a dead body, so too from this heifer. V'sipor metzora. Now the case of the bird offerings of metzora. Kol tzipor tohora toichlu zu achaya v'ze asher lo yetoichlu mehem ze hashchita. From the pasuk it says in Dvarim Perek Yudalef pasuk Yudalef, you may eat any tohor bird, and it refers to a live bird that's sent away by metzora that is permitted. And if you shall, that you may not eat of them, the word asher, that, comes to also include a slaughtered metzora bird to teach that it may not be eaten. And the Gemara says, Oichilov, or perhaps the opposite inclusion and exclusion should be made. And the Gemara answers, Rabbi Yochanan b'shem Rabbi Shmuel, lo yehi tfisa ha-Torah issa ha-noya dar sheyesh bei ruach chayim. Rabbi Yochanan, quoting Rabbi Shmuel, answered that the Torah only applied a prohibition to gain benefit when the item is alive. V'seh alavon, and the case of the hair of a nazir, how do we know that it's also prohibited? V'nosan ala eish asher tachas zevach hashlamim, the Pasuk says in Bamidbar, Perek Vav, Pasuk Yud Ches, and place it upon the fire which is under the peace offering. From the fact that the Torah required the burning of the hair, gaining benefit from it must be prohibited. U'petach amor, arifa arifa, malalan koivoy v'osa ba'anoya, afkan koivoy v'osa ba'anoya. And the case of the firstborn donkey is learned through Gzera Shava, using the word breaking the neck, to in the case of the heifer, whose neck will be broken, that we had earlier. Just as there it must be buried and gaining benefit is prohibited, so too the firstborn donkey must be buried and gaining benefit will be prohibited. And then Ubasa v'cholav, from where we know that meat cooked in milk has this prohibition. Tani, because the Baisa teaches, b'shloisha mekoymos ksiv leisavasha gadi la'achila ula'anoya ula'bishol. In three places the Torah writes, do not cook a kid in its mother's milk. In Shmois Perek Chof Gimel Pasuk Yotes, in Shmois Perek Lamadalad Pasuk Chof Vav, and in Dvarim Perek Yudalad Pasuk Chof Aleph, and it's to teach that it's prohibited, or in three things, it's prohibited to eat, to gain benefit from, and to cook meat and milk. Or Lechulin Shenishchatu Ba'azorah, and what about the case of Chulin with animals that were slaughtered in the temple courtyard? Rabbi Yochanan b'shem Rabbi Shmuel, Amar Torah, Shechot Sheli B'Sheli B'Shelcha B'Shelcha, Ma Sheli B'Shelcha Asa Af Shelcha B'Sheli. So the Rabbi Yochanan, quoting Rabbi Shmuel, said that the Torah said, slaughter what is mine, means sacrifices in what is mine, which is the Beis HaMikdash, and what is yours, which is not chulin animals, that should be slaughtered in what is yours, which means in Eretz Yisrael, outside the Beis HaMikdash. Just as what is mine, which is sacrifices in what is yours, means to sacrifice outside the Beis HaMikdash, gaining benefit is prohibited, so too, what's yours, which is chulin, in what is mine, chulin in the Beis HaMikdash, gaining benefit is prohibited. And the question is, Anishkaris, V'lava b'shmol amma l'meidim mikar v'choyme, v'in einchin mikar v'choyme. If chulin animals being slaughtered in the courtyard are learned from sacrifices being slaughtered outside, then there should be also a negative mitzvah and kares for slaughtering chulin animals in the courtyard. But isn't it Rabbi Shmuel who learned the prohibition to derive benefit from chulin slaughtered in the courtyard from here? The question is, why wasn't the Vela eating from an animal that was not ritually salted correctly? Why isn't it listed in the Mishnah that we said that if a piece became mixed even with 1,000 kosher pieces, it should be prohibited? The answer Rabbi Yossi Rabun gives is that the Mishnah only lists items from which one may not gain benefit, but one may gain benefit from a Nevela. Hativa, and the Gemara asks the question, Harei chametz for Pesach? Why didn't the Mishnah teach the case of chametz on Pesach? Chametz yesh by kores, ve'elo ein by kores. The answer is, eating chametz incurs kores, but eating the items in the Mishnah does not incur kores. Rabbi Yossi b'shem Rabbi Chanina, by Yisuri hanoya, ma'oshi yivatlu, b'tiruf. The question is, Rabbi Yossi b'chanina asks, can items from which it's prohibited to gain benefit be annulled by grinding them up and mixing them together, since it's no longer significant? We can suggest an answer. Sure, Haniskal, the Mishnah taught the case of the ox that must be stoned, that any amount is prohibited, which is assumed to mean even if it's insignificant, it's not annulled. That would answer the question. The Gemara rejects us. No tipate, bechatichos, we can say that it's referring to when a piece of the flesh, which is significant, became mixed into other pieces. And the Gemara asks, Vahatanina and Sipori Mitzvah, surely we can prove it from the case in the Mishnah of the bird offerings of the Mitzvah, which is assumed to mean, even if it's insignificant, it should not be annulled. And the Gemara rejects that, no, Tipata, but Sipor, but Siporin. It's referring to when the bird became mixed with other birds. Vahatanina and Sea Nozir, Islach Meimer, Sipor, but Siporin. The question is, the Mishnah taught the case of the hair of a Nozir, and you can answer there that it's referring to whole creatures like a bird. And can you answer that it's referring to whole creatures like a bird become mixed into other birds? And since you can't answer that, it would seem to prove that even if it's insignificant, it's not annulled. And the Gemara answers, no, Matun La'ola. Hesiv Rabbi Yaakov, Koymi Rabbi Yosi, Vatanninan, Oireg, Malay Hasit, Mitzeme, Bechor, Bebeged, Yedalek, Abeged, Meseh Nozir, Mi Peter Chamor, Besak, Yedalek, Hasak. The Gemara says, when they came to learn Meseches Ola, Rabbi Yaakov, quoting the Mishnah before Rabbi Yosi that taught, if one wove a full sit, which is a sit length, and that length is the distance between a person's second and third fingers, if he wove that amount of the wool of a blemished firstborn sheep into a garment, the garment must be burnt. If it's from the hair of a nozir, or from the firstborn of a donkey, which is not redeemed and it has its neck broken, as we find in Shmois, in Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Yud Gimel, if he wove that into sackcloth, the sackcloth must be burnt. And it shows that even a nozir's hair must be of a certain size to be significant, so you can't say that his hair is never annulled, even if it's very small. Amalei, Rabbi Yossi said to Rabbi Yaakov, Ilo ama tala kaman if yahaviv yos. If you would have raised the question against me from that Mishnah when we were learning Maseches Avodah Zarah, I would have praised you. But now that we're learning Maseches Ola, why did you wait until now? We come on to the next Mishnah. Yai nesach shenafal abor, kulay osa ba'anoya. If yai nesach fell into a vat, one may not derive benefit from any of that vat. Gamliel said it can also be sold to an idolater except for the value of the Yain Nesech that's contained in it. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yochanan, B'Shem, Rabbi Ben Beseira, Yain Nesech Shenafel Abo, Yemocher, Kuloi, Lenochui, Chutz Medimei Yain Nesech. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yochanan, quoting Rabbi Ben Beseira, said, if Yain Nesech fell into a vat, it can be sold to an idolater except for the value of the Yain Nesech. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nosson b'shem Rabbi Chama, halacha of Shem Gamliel, Shmuel bar Nosson, quoting Rabbi Chama, says that halacha follows of Shem Gamliel in this din. Am Rabbi Yosi chad, Rabbanon nafik mebeis vada, ama ispalgun, Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish, chad ama halacha of Shem Gamliel, v'chad ama ein halacha of Shem Gamliel. Rabbi Yassa said that one of the rabbis came out of the Beis HaMedrash and said that they heard that Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish disagreed. One said the halacha does follow of Shem Gamliel, and one says it does not. The moedu of Shem Gamliel, b'yayin letavshil shu osa. However, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel agreed that if wine fell into a pot of food, the entire mixture is prohibited. Rabbun b'shem Rav, moedim chachamim Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, v'chavis ben chavios limkor kuloi nachui chutz medbei yain nesach sheboi. Rabbun quoting Rav said that the chacham agreed to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel that if a barrel of yain nesach became mixed with barrels of permitted wine, they can all be sold to an idolater except for the value of the yain nesach. Am Rabbi Zeira koymer Rav Ami, ad delay is amis hadamilsa, lahavin yadin, Dukein loyemas is amus ella moidim chacham lo shim gamliel, or dilma loyes is amus ella moidim shim gamliel, the chachamim. If they were said to Abami, if Rabun would not have said this, I would have not known this teaching, as I would have been in doubt that perhaps the chacham agree with the shim gamliel on this case, or perhaps Rabban Shimon agrees with the chachamim. Am Rab Yudin, Yada have a Rizera, Dukein ella kinesh, Deshama mila, Amakshi Allah. Rabbi Yudin says that Rabbi Zeira knew that Rav said that the Chacham agreed to Rabban Shimon, but he was merely speaking like a person who has heard a new teaching and who was questioning it as if he was in doubt. And we come now to the next Mishnah, Gashel Evan, Shezaftata Nochri, Menagva, Behitahua. If a stone wine press was tarred by an idolater, he may merely rinse it and dry it, and it's Tahua. Which relates, and if the wine press is made out of wood, Rebbe Omer Yinage, Rebbe says he must rinse it with water and ashes and dry it. The Chacham Omer, the Caliph is Azefes, the Chacham say no, he must peel off the tar, because they would usually add wine to the tar in order to disguise its bad smell. If the wine press is made from earthenware, even if he peeled off the tar, it remains prohibited. And the Gemara says, Masisim de Rebbe, Shel Eitz, Rebbe Oime Yinage, Fachom Oime Yekloif, Es Azefes, Veshel Cheres, Deloi Kerebi. The Gemara says, the first case of the Mishnah was also said by Rebbe. The middle case of the Mishnah is, if the wine press is made of wood, Rebbe said that he may rinse and dry it, and Chom said he must peel off the tar. And the latter case, which is the earthenware case, was not said by Rebbe, as he would permit it, even an earthenware wine press, if it was clean with water and ashes and dried. The Tani, and the proof to this is a Braisa, Hagas, Vamachat, Vamashpech, Shonochri, Rebbe Matav, Chom Oisim, Moidi Rebbe, Vakankanim, Shasurus. A wine press, a container for transferring wine from the vat into the barrels, and a funnel of an idolater, Rebbe permits their use by cleaning and drying them, and the Chomim prohibit it. And this proves that Rebbe even permits earthenware in this way. But a Rebbe agrees that earthenware jugs are prohibited, since they're saturated with yain nesach, they're prohibited unless they're filled with water for 3 days, changing the water daily. So why are the wine press, the container, and the funnel permitted with cleaning and drying, and the jugs are prohibited? The reason is that wine is put in the jugs for a long period of time, but it's put in the others only temporarily. And we add a few words here. Rabbi Yossi Barabun b'shem Shmuel halacha karebi. Rabbi Yossi, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that halacha follows the opinion of Rebbe, and Rabbi Yossi Barabun also said in the name of Shmuel that halacha follows Rebbe.